AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood warning for 7 counties in southeastern Texas as the remnants of Tropical Storm Bill makes its way inland. Meteorologist Patrick Burke.
This could still be a deadly storm as it moves inland and weakens. We'll continue to have intense rainfall and flash flooding, especially across Texas and Oklahoma.
In North Texas, where forecasts call for up to 12 inches of rain, Arlington residents have been picking up sandbags being offered for free by city officials. Dallas authorities are monitoring roadways for high water. Another 300 firefighters are joining the fray in Alaska against wildfires that threaten rural highway communities north and south of Anchorage, near the communities of Willow and Sterling. Republican leaders in Congress are working on a Plan B to win approval of the president's trade agenda. Here's the AP's Jerry Bodlander.
Looking for a way forward after last week's stunning rejection of the president's trade agenda, GOP leaders are said to be looking at separate votes. One would give the president fast-track trade authority. The other would be on renewing a program that helps workers who've been impacted by trade agreements.
The Golden Team gets the Golden Trophy. The Golden State Warriors defeated LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers 105-97 in Game 6 to win the NBA championship. Warriors forward Sean Livingston couldn't say enough about Finals MVP Andre Iguodala, who was on the bench most of the season.
To be the sixth man all year, even in the playoffs, and then come and start, you know, and turn this thing around for us, that I think that defines our team.
Iguodala and Stephen Curry scored 25 points each. LeBron James did all he could for the Cavaliers, who had to play without the injured Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love.
I don't know any other team that's got to the finals without two All-Stars.
This is AP Radio News. Civil rights leaders in Spokane are worried the ruse perpetrated by former NAACP leader Rachel Dolezal will hurt efforts to move the region beyond a troubled racist past. Sociology professor Camille Rich says it's possible Dolezal chose to identify herself as a black woman because of her children.
I think as an African-American mother, I enjoy a certain amount of privilege in people knowing that my daughter is my daughter. She didn't have that privilege, and she might have found herself being seduced into trying to appear more like them so that she could avoid some of these problems, more like her husband when she was with her African-American husband.
The federal probe into whether the St. Louis Cardinals illegally accessed a computer database of the Houston Astros is puzzling to fan Tom Benbrook, who notes the teams are not even in the same league.
They're American League and National League, so I'm not sure exactly why this was important for them to do it, if it's true.
I'm Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.